Kia ora. Welcome to another episode of the Cocoa Talk podcast. My name is Vanessa.
My name is Gerhard.
Okay, prison number, fucking number 754.
Sorry, guys. This is our second podcast in one day. I'm fucking ready to go, mate.
So today is a topic, man, I've been wanting to talk about this for a long time, but you know, issues. We both had to wait for it to land completely before we were ready to talk about porn.
Yes.
So what has been your experience with porn growing up?
Okay, my experience, guys, I don't look at the stuff, all right? I gave my life to...
You did, and you were joking off to porn. You were doing both.
Yeah, my experience with porn is, I don't know who I can compare it to. I mean, you do have the conversation with your boys and stuff.
Yeah, so like, did you hear about it? Did you see it first?
Okay, first time I seen porn, what was it? It would have had to be a magazine. Mm. One of the boys had a dirty magazine or something.
Dirty
magazines.
Dirty.
Later on down the track, one of the boys managed to get his hands on a VHS tape of actual porn. And we were like, what the fuck?
How old were you, if you remember? And you don't mind me asking.
I think I would have been about 14.
Oh, yeah.
14 and on school holidays. So everyone's parents were at work. Mm.
So that was your introduction to porn?
Yeah, live action fucking
live action.
Going at it. I was like, oh my God, these people are so hairy.
Bush, bush, bush.
I want a mustache now. Why are these ladies so dumb? Why are they talking like that? Mm. I was like, man, Sholin and Shriek are way better actors. Yeah, after the VHS tape, it was more dabbling into magazines and everything. I think I've told the story about my mate Bovi and what we used to do at Wickles. And then the internet came along.
Dial-up.
That 56K dial-up. And it was those free services. So I don't know if they had caps on it. All you had to do was like sign up for it. And as long as you had a modem, you could pretty much get it for free. But back then, 56K would block anything that was trying to come through on the phone line. So we were constantly getting in trouble. Auntie Emma's trying to call from Samoa. What's wrong with the phone? Oh, I'm downloading a song. Not really, it's one of those albums with like 20 MPEGs in there and shit. Yeah, so got to look at porn on the internet stuff. Honestly, I don't know how anyone can have the internet and not, you know, have a gawk. Had a look at that, videos, websites, free trials, pop-ups, all of that shit, you know. I mean, at the same time, all my boys were like looking at porn and everything.
I'm assuming, this is an assumption, that you weren't really like spoken to about sex, like sex education. Did you learn that from school or?
We watched the video and I think it was an intermediate.
Oh, yeah.
It was like a cartoon one where the guy's on a jumping board and he gets a boner and everyone starts pointing and laughing.
That's so random.
Yeah, but you're like scared. They scare you away from sex in general.
Is that why you wanted to watch diving from, not in the Olympics?
I'm trying to fix myself, right?
Yeah, because I'm thinking that if you weren't, there wasn't some sort of open conversation or type of education, and then you're participating in.
And also, you got to remember, I come from like a Seventh-day Adventist family.
Mm.
It's a very, very, I don't even know how you'd say it. Very standoffish when it came to talking about those kind of things.
Yeah.
I mean, like we, at our year 12 in New Zealand's year 12, at our year 12 formal, we had a banquet.
I try not to laugh. That's really mean.
We had a banquet because, I don't know, dancing makes you want to have sex and babies and not get married.
Was dancing considered a sin, or they just didn't want you participating?
Back in these days, they were complaining about having like drums and electric instruments inside the church.
Oh, yeah.
You know? And people weren't clapping. They were saying amen and all of that.
Mm.
So it was a very different, different world, eh? So, what we're talking about, sex education.
Yeah, just
I got some really good advice from my old man. He was just like, don't waste it on anyone. You know, actually like care about it. The person that you're gonna go ask, it's gonna hurt. I had an uncle that told me before he left to go back to Samoa, he was like, Gerhard, I wanna tell you one thing. Be careful of alcohol and women. But I had no idea how to take that. I was just like, okay, uncle, love you. I honestly had no idea how to take that because I was like, all right, I'm really, really good at drinking alcohol. Yeah, that check that one off. And women. All right, I'm really, really good at not talking to women, so that's not a problem at all. But yeah, later on down the track, I understand. I understand now, Uncle. Thanks for explaining the whole thing to me.
Fuck. Sure, Uncle.
He's like, you need to learn this lesson on your own, petty one. Yeah, and then I guess I had my own little porn habits when I was growing up, and then I married Ness, and then got caught jerking off a bunch of times.
Mm. Even the way you phrased that, like I remember thinking, oh, I caught him.
Mm.
If I look at it now, it's like I walked in on a private moment between you and a screen.
Yeah.
Yeah. But because I didn't have that experience with, I'd never seen porn. Yeah. I know that sounds really insane, but I did, like we even had the internet, but it just wasn't anything that I Googled or, but I think because my experience, like sexually, was with other human beings, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Like
you're actually having sex.
Yeah.
Where?
Like, very young.
From my side of the fence, it's like, oh, you guys actually touch. Mm. You mean someone else touches you?
Oh, colorful.
Oh, shit. Okay, cancel the podcast. Fuck this.
So this trauma, guys.
Triggered.
Yeah. I was, because I had started having sex when I was like 13, you know. Not so much like sexual abuse. That's not what it, but actively participating with permission when I was really young. So honestly, I think the first time I really engaged with porn was when I met you. When you're like, hey babe, check this out. Some great material.
Okay, what you need to do is balance on your hands, do the splits, and I'll hold the camera, all right? Go.
That's how I became a yoga teacher now. So I think when we came together, in your relationship with porn, my relationship with porn, my lack of confidence, I guess your experience with like hiding it as well because of...
A lot of shame.
Yeah,
attached,
religious, you know? That's where I think shit went.
Mm.
Not good, but it brought up fucking huge challenges for us because I didn't know how to communicate. I wanted to control you. I was like, stop watching it. Mm. Don't look at it. You only must look at my titties. Like,
yeah.
And I think I had a lot of shame as well. Like, I didn't want to watch it. Bro, even, like, I watched porn, like, 4 weeks ago or something. Paid porn, I'm just saying. And it was beautiful. Like, it was a really beautiful experience. But it was the first time I actually didn't feel, like, yucky.
Mm.
Like, yucky afterwards. Because sometimes I've watched, like, free porn. And I'm like, yeah, bro, have a good time. Like, you're getting off and fucking have a full party. And then once you're finished, you're like... I feel so dirty. I need a shower. I can't get that out of my... Like, you throw your phone away or whatever it might be. So I guess my experience in the beginning was, like, heaps of shame, wanting to control. I just had a baby. We didn't... Listen, 8 weeks together, we were pregnant. We moved to another country. Like, our relationship was, like, pretty gung-ho from the beginning. So we were learning lessons, like, really quickly. But I even always had this... like thing against porn. I was like, they're not getting treated right and fuck, they're lying. And you know, you're looking at the woman's face and you're like, bro, that bitch ain't even enjoying it. Mm. And why is the man always dominating her? And like, yeah, I think it was the, where's the empowerment?
Yeah,
I guess. But that was because of the porn that I was watching as well. But don't get me wrong, I used to love watching threesome porn. Mm. But I think because that kind of fed into, like, you have these fantasies and then you watch something and you're like, oh, it is possible. Like, that looks really amazing. And I think that's what I would use porn for, was to visualize like a potential fantasies or things that turn you on.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I found porn for me was like a means to an end.
Mm.
It was like, all right, line it up.
Get all your tools.
Go chuck the moisturizer. Bring the alloy, yo.
The alloy. In the green bottle?
Nah, oh. I used to use my auntie's expensive conditioner. And then you'll get that lecture at the end of the week. Who's been using my fucking conditioner? It's expensive. My auntie doesn't swear in English. She'll just blow up.
Yeah, what's your view on porn? I wouldn't even say now. Like, what has been your... Because like you're saying, it's a means to an end.
I mean, I've always viewed porn as, like, you understand what it's there for. You know, it's almost like professional wrestling. You understand that this shit is crazy, out of this world, exciting. But at the end of the day, they're acting. You know, at the end of the day, they're bitching, having orgasm. The dude's just blowing loads because, you know, that's what we do. So I never had any, I never assumed that, oh, wow, the bang bus is real. Oh, my God, I hope they pick me up one day.
Can I not laugh at
that? but then again, I never ever took into mind, like, oh, is this woman, like, being held there against their will, human trafficking, all of that kind of stuff? Is this woman, you know, able to make the right decision? Or not able to decide whether or not to be doing this kind of thing? So I never thought of the ethics that came to point. I was just like, fucking titties and shit. Don't ask questions. Take advantage. Go. It was never like a, I wonder how her education is right now and stuff like that. I think later on down the track, that's where I started understanding from you, where it's like, I don't want to break myself off to some cunt getting like raped, basically, you know, or doing something that they don't want to do, but they're getting paid money to do. So I understand, like, from that side. I also understand the controlling thing. You know, because it's like, well, how dare you bust a nut? Not to me, your wife that you married. Who the fuck are you?
Oh, they killed my soul. Like, how can you not pick these titties?
I'm like, I'm so good at busting nuts. Ah! Get to the chopper. Get to the chopper. Nurse, get to the job. Sorry, guys.
I think at some point we started to use it as an educational tool. At some point we kind of met in the middle ground, even though I felt uncomfortable within myself to, like, I wanted to watch it, but I didn't want to watch it. There was like this weird, like, fuck, it is turning me on. Like, my body's responding to it. But then my mind's also like, they're not enjoying it. but we used it as a way to educate, you know, to, like, for me, it was like BDSM. Like, going down that road for me, like, me looking into that was like, what the fuck is even BDSM? Like,
what's a kink?
What is bondage? Like, what does that look like? How do you even participate in that? Because it was like a whole new language. And that's what I found it useful for. But I'm not even saying that that was like a good resource, or it's nothing's like really good or bad. It's just that was the thing that we used to get over a fucking hump in some way, or create more conversation within ourselves. But I think recently, because we started paying for porn.
Yeah.
What, do you know the site?
Bella Koskis.
I don't know. I'll put the link in. It's like $10 a month or so. $10?
Yeah.
Yeah, $10 a month.
Bro, this is the first porn service I've ever subscribed to.
Yeah, and it's, fuck, bro. Honest. It's beautiful. Like, it's really beautiful. There's like, how would you describe
it? It's called Bellasar. Bellasar Plus. Hit us with a sponsorship, bro. Where's the discount codes at?
Maybe you have to contact them. Oh, what was open?
No, that was it.
And so we watched that. No, actually, how that conversation came about is you shared someone's page, like the lady who recommended it or something like that, and realizing that she was a sex educator.
Yeah.
That was really cool to hear someone who is a sex educator having this conversation around porn, how we can, because I don't think porn is bad. I don't think it's the devil. I don't think it's disgusting. I don't think it's harmful if it's been consumed on a particular platform. Like, we are paying, there's an energetic exchange in some way. We are giving this platform money. There's like the, what would you call them, sex workers? They have a discussion beforehand, like, what are their boundaries, what does that look like for them? And I remember watching a scene, like, I've seen a few like choking scenes. But you can tell the bitch is not fucking enjoying herself. Like, she is, it's not good. It doesn't look nice. It doesn't feel nice. This one, I was like, bro, this bitch having a fucking good time. Like, she wants it harder, you know? And so I could, like, honestly feel the difference in, like, consuming porn in that way. If we are already consuming porn, which many of us are, I don't know the percentage because I haven't done my research, but fuck, if we have access to a phone, then most likely we have access to a porn. Like, why not consume in that way? It's not about changing anyone's mind, but I think it's a, bro, $10, give it a go. See what happens. Like,
I think a big blockage that would come with that is admitting that you look at the shit, you know? Because you can just chuck it up on your phone, go incognito. There is no evidence that you rubbed one out to like some porn, and you can still be this upstanding citizen that you are supposedly when you're out in public. yeah, I find there's like a lot of shame attached to it because things aren't really explained to you correctly when you're growing up. You know, you're just told what not to do. Don't do this. Don't do this. These are all the bad things that happen. Don't do this. Don't do this. These are all the bad. You might feel good for a couple of minutes. You might feel good for a couple of days. But the reason, you know, don't do this. I found when things were actually explained to me, it was like the reason we don't do this is because it can, just like sex, just like any kind of addiction, it can go out of control.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there are people with like sex addiction, pornography addiction, just like anything, balance in life is crazy. And when you've got like constant access to this thing, it kind of makes sense that you can be addicted to it, especially if you're someone who comes from an upbringing where they didn't really engage with the opposite sex like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then they've got this phone in their hand, jump onto some website and see the freakiest, deekiest things that you've got to like, you pretty much have to like either pay for it or grow in a relationship with someone to even try that kind of shit out.
Mm.
And then you're just like, oh, yo, I have a look at this. Okay, yep, delete that, feel better, and go along with my day.
Mm.
Yeah. It's a really, really weird feeling. And if you don't have the right tools in place to navigate porn, I think it can be very, very bad for you.
Mm.
You know, and I think that's why it's so important to be able to speak about this kind of thing. Not speak about porn as good, porn as bad, but to be able to explain it clearly to your kid. Because they're gonna have access to computers, they're gonna have access to phones, and you'd rather them understanding how this shit works, understanding the stuff that's behind the scenes, you know, how the stuff's put together, where the money comes from, the reason why you like watching certain things, tricks that are used to rope you in, you know, and I think the more that we can explain to our kids, explain to our nieces and nephews, the better they'll be equipped to handle like the world when they go into it. Because man, there's some fucking snakes out there. There's some hurt people out there. There are people that will take advantage of like somebody who doesn't understand or know. And through no consequence of their own, sometimes people get burnt and they just like, they do that same shit to someone they come across where they see that, you know, the chance to jump in there or a chance for a bit of pleasure, but fuck that other person.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think that's what got me onto looking into ethical porn.
Yeah.
Is realizing that we have kids, we have boys that are getting older.
Mm.
And if I'm going to say like part of my culture, you know, if the only way for them to learn is for me to explain it to them, like based on my experience, that again, if I'm going to teach them about porn, do I then say, well, if you're going, because they get, look, they are going to consume it. Like, it's silly for me and naive for me as a mother to believe that my kids are never going to look at porn ever. It's like, they are. They have access to the fucking internet. Like, it's going to come across their radar. But if I'm participating and if I'm, yeah, participating with porn in a particular way, but then going to my kids, like, you need to participate in this way. That's where I had to like really look at like, how am I consuming it and how can we, because it's still going to happen. And I think sex workers should fucking 100% be supported for their work. It's their bodies that they're like giving to us, like their pleasure.
As much as we don't want to talk about it, like people do take this kind of content in.
Mm.
You know, you can lie about it all you want, but when you're sitting on your toilet in the middle of the night and your phone's on Pornhub, you know, and you're rubbing the toilet paper together trying to make sound effects so no one hears you in the toilet. It's like, bro, you're still doing that shit. It doesn't, you know. I swear, since we've done two podcasts today, I feel like I'm saying, you know. Every fucking sentence. Yeah.
Yeah, I just feel, this is not as exciting as I thought it would be talking about. I thought it was going to be like full on, but it's just quite basic and like straight to the point, which feels really good. It's not such a like
getting emotional about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like it just is what it is. Yeah. I think just back to the kids thing, like if we're here to educate, if we're here to guide these tiny little human beings in this world that we live in, I also have to look at my behavior and how consuming something is affecting me, even subconsciously, you know, where it's having an effect in some way. But I think a cool thing is if when you're able to, because I don't think partners need to share porn. I don't think like partners need to sit in a room and like watch something together. I don't think that's something that you need to tick off. Is that something you want to do? Sweet as. But I think having an open conversation about it where you're not having to hide, you know, where you're not like,
is this a trap? It's a trap.
me, but I remember when I'd be like, oh, do you want to watch something? Be like, oh. And I'd have to say, like, it's not a trap. Like, yeah. I promise you, I'm not like trying to shove you in a corner somewhere. Because it has happened in the past, you know, where there's been some sort of like word manipulation to get something out of you rather than just asking the fucking question or expressing how I'm feeling about something. But I can also understand why you wouldn't talk about it. Like, if we're, you know, women are dealing with insecurities, well, all humans really. Comparison, thinking that your pussy has to look a certain way, that your flaps have to look a certain way, your hair, bush.
We've talked about this in the past, in the last couple of days. We've just been talking about how everyone's beauty standards and how everyone's trying to attain this look that you see on Instagram and stuff. And I was talking to Ness this morning and I was like, I don't know about like other guys and stuff, but man, I'm looking for those stretch marks, you know? I'm looking for that. The belly marks. Because you lived a life. Who the fuck wants this? I mean, like, I know people. They want to attain, like, beauty and all of those kind of things. But for a person like me, I'm like, I don't want that. Don't want the base model. Like, it looks amazing. It's probably got, like, an amazing personality and stuff. But when you can, like, see, like, a life lived, I think that's where the turn-on is for myself and a lot of dads out there. A lot of over 22s.
We were parents at 20, 21. Were you 21?
I was 22. Wait,
time flies.
Yeah, I know.
And so how have you found it? It's been easier, or there's like maybe the shame has lessened since that we're like participating and there's an energetic exchange and you can see like both parties or multiple parties are having fun?
Well, to be honest, I think the conversation is probably the biggest part for me, that you can actually bring up a conversation without having an emotional reaction from either of us. You know, neither of us blowing up and you, and you done this and you done that. It's refreshing being able to talk about it and not feeling like a fucking pervert or like, oh, I need to talk about this with the boys. Because we were also talking about how a lot of guys will go out, you know, you go to a club and, you know, you meet these women that you meet and you interact with. You have this crazy sex, you do all this experimental shit, freaky deaky deaky, and then you go marry a chick and you don't do that anymore. You're like, you're able to like watch porn and talk to your boys about it, but you're not able to communicate that to your wife and to experiment with these things to make each other feel good without hurting anyone else. Anyone. I find that's been a big blockage for like a lot of my friends growing up, you know. They see this, you know, they want the freak in the sheets, but the lady in the streets.
What's that?
I don't know, it's a line. It's like a lady in the streets.
Oh, okay.
But a freak in the sheets.
Okay.
Yeah.
So like boss bitch out there and then like a freak in the bedroom. Oh, yeah.
But I find like with a lot of guys, they don't want their wife to be that freak. You know? I don't
so
know.
Weird.
What,
yeah.
It's just like the same thing. Like with a female, the controlling of watching porn. With a guy, it's like, I want to do nasty stuff, but not with my wife. It's like, bro, but that's the whole point. That's why you fucking married her.
Married it.
Shit. Yeah. I don't like assuming people's genders, Vanessa.
Even though you said boy, girl, female, male like 1,000 times.
Yeah, I thought that was interesting.
I never thought of it that way. Any questions?
Do girls in school talk about that stuff? When you're growing up, I don't know, for boys we're like, oh, bro, I got a boner. You got a boner. He's got a stiffy. We talk about foreskins. We talk about what little information we have about sex. Is that the same in like the female realms?
Look, I don't know about female realms, but from experience, because I was having sex at 13, I was talking about like actual sexual experiences. So I was just sharing like my weekend or my week.
Was it like a conversation? Would people chime in or were they just sitting there listening to a story?
So I knew who was fucking. So I'd sit down with the ones who were fucking and we'd have a conversation. Yeah. Because I would still share my sexual experiences with people who weren't having sex. Because I just didn't really care. They were judging me and I still didn't care. But I was like, fuck, I want like reciprocation. Like I want to talk about it.
Yeah.
But I'm not, that I don't think I was coming from like a non-embodied place. Yeah. Like I was just whoring myself out. Like there was no, I didn't feel good. Do you know what I mean? I was just doing it to like fill some fucking void or a hole. But I found.
Girls don't say like, my boner is so annoying. I can't.
We don't have boners.
I can't.
So I'd never heard, not from memory, where a girl was like, my pussy's so wet when blah, blah, blah. Like, nah. It doesn't. My nipples are so hard, or
my nipples are so erect.
Nah, no one would talk about.
Oh, we their say that to each other.
Vaginas or their bush, or no one was really shaving as well. I remember I had my first wax when I was like 14 or something. Only because I'd moved to Australia and I lived in Paddington and went to school in Bondi, and that was, I don't know, everyone had fake tans and would like dye their hair blonde and straighten their hair on the weekend and like shave their bush. I was like, well, I'm not going to do the rest, so I'll fucking shave the Texans. Like, I'll just wax it and see what happens.
Yeah.
And I felt like a 10-year-old, and I was like, okay, I can't do that again.
Yeah.
Yeah, but there was no real open conversation. And I don't know if it's because we went to a Catholic school, but you're fine, bro. Nasty. They're nasty girls.
That was something known growing up.
Yeah, they were. I was. Oh. Yeah, it was pretty, like, private. It wasn't really like open conversation.
Was there a marked difference in the conversations with your Paalangi mates and your island mates?
But I love talking to Paalangis because I was like, fuck yous, out the gate. Like, so when I moved to Australia, although there was a like cultural shock in some way, I loved how open they were. It actually was probably moving here. Yeah, just how open.
Moving to Sydney,
how open they were talking about like boys, you know. We were kids at the time, and their attraction towards them, and like the woman going after them, like messaging them and calling them and knocking on their door and turning up in a car outside, and like just no shame, you know.
Yeah.
And I was like, fuck out the gate. But that's what gave me the confidence to like talk about it openly and like share my experiences. And it's probably where I learned a lot of safety, to be honest, because I had a space to talk about it. And then I wasn't throwing myself in situations because my mates would be like, what are you doing? Like, that is dangerous. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not, just by having that open conversation.
You're able to broach shit like that. That usually would get swept under the carpet, or women would be too scared to ask about it.
Yeah. I have a random question for you. Did you ever compare, because you know how women compare themselves. Like, I even remember looking at, like, pussies, and I was like, fuck, mine's not that color. Like,
hey.
Do you ever like compare your nipple hairs or
your mustache? The only things guys really compare are foreskins.
Oh yeah,
and penis length and size, girth sometimes.
But is that something where you compare yourself, where you think that man has a giant cock and he's pleasing that woman in that way? To please, you must have that.
It's
length.
More no, I don't think it really had the like sexual connection. It was more like a ha ha, I got a big dick, ha ha, I got a big dick, oh, I got a little one, and then you're running around because like guys shower naked in the changing rooms and stuff. Oh, yeah. And because I grew up like Seventh-day Adventist, we didn't really have changing rooms and shit. So you always had your towel wrapped around you. And then you go start playing rugby. when you finish school, and then you got your mate over there running around with his ass out, slapping people's bums in the showers, and you're like, gee, are you all right? I guess this is how it goes then. You know, and these guys are a lot more confident with like whipping it out and all of that kind of stuff.
Whipping it out.
Yeah. But like, I guess in like a Seventh-day Adventist school and sports and stuff, bro, that shit never happens. I mean, you might have like a conversation here and there, but like the being comfortable enough to run around with your ass out, it's like, fuck, okay, I guess it is different in other schools. And I think when we are talking about porn and like kids growing up and having to explain things to them, bro, these kids live in a completely different world than me. I grew up in like South Auckland. I went to a Seventh-day Adventist high school, primary school, very, very different to like most kids in South Auckland, let alone fucking New Zealand. And so to assume I know what my kids are going through, I'm like, there are certain things I definitely understand, but I couldn't imagine like having to interact with that many kids and with COVID on tops.
I just had a thought about like educating our children, and just like kind of what I shared before. Like, I don't sit down with my kids and say, look, this is the best site for you to subscribe to. Just want to put that out there. That's not how that conversation goes.
This is how
down.
You spell MILF Hunter.
You know, we have had to have the conversation. Like, this is what porn is. This is possibly maybe how the women feel. What you see is not how sex really truly happens. And also explaining the word sex. Like, sex does not mean penis and vagina. You know, there are so many ways for you to explore, like, your sexuality. But it is, fuck, it's a difficult conversation to have.
I find it easier only because they're boys, you know?
Yeah.
So I find it so much easier just being straightforward, Mr. Logical.
Mm.
But then when it comes to the, like, emotion side, or if they need to, like, speak to a female or a girl that they're interested in, that's when I'm like, go talk to your mom, G. Mm.
Yeah, they hate it. They get so annoying. but I don't think children need to be told that the only way for you to feel some sort of sexual pleasure is by watching something.
Mm.
You know, like, I don't ever want my kids, or any child really, to think that just because it's the norm out there and it's there for you and it can be used healthy, it doesn't mean it's that is the only way to make yourself feel like a means to an end, as you would describe. Mm. I think we've lost the art of imagination. Like, use your fucking mind.
Nah, G.
I love it. I love using my mind. I love, like, creating stories. Like, visualizing things. Yeah, I create like a fucking wonderland in my own mind. It's the best. Yeah, not with like other people, but sometimes.
I think, I don't think porn's for everyone, but I think it's something out there that we all have access to.
Mm.
And because we got kids, I kind of have to take this hard line with them where I do explain where we do have these logical discussions and they're freaked out or they're grossed out. But at the very least, I'd rather them have that information come from me and my experiences through life than come from some random or come from some website or some YouTube video that they watch. Yeah. Like, I'm not saying porn's right or wrong.
Mm.
I'm just saying it's a force that's out there to be used. It can be used for wrong. It could be used for evil. It could be used for good.
Mm.
It's all about finding your balance and being able to communicate that to these little humans that you decided to into the world.
I think porn's a beautiful way to educate within a partnership. That if you're unable to communicate something, for someone like myself, I can find it hard to find words. I know that sounds impossible because you're like, bitch, you don't shut the fuck up. But when it comes to this stuff or like where we really have to have a really uncomfortable conversation, I can close up. But if I send you a video in some way or we explore something, then it almost, it's like a third person or having like a counselor in the room or a mediator. So it's like, that's the resource over there. Let's watch it together and then see what kind of opens up from there. Because I think we can create a lot of harm from watching the porn out there where a woman is just getting like shoved in the pussy with it. She's not even ready.
Well, think about it, context. Maybe 16-year-old, 17-year-old virgin watches their video, goes out drinking with the boys, meets a girl. Oh, this is what girls like, tries to fist her, gets arrested, goes to jail, Jared Hayne. jokes, we're not joking about those things, stupid, silly people.
But true.
But it's true. It's like that context is everything, bro. What does this kid know? Doesn't know anything. Okay, he's learning off other fucking idiots that don't know anything either. And now they're all going out there and you know, hurting things, hurting people, breaking things, breaking people. But you don't realize it at the time. It's just, I was just going out for a drink with my mates. But if things aren't explained, you know, if you don't have an old man there to be like, hey, get off that website. I'm not going to tell you what website to go to, but you get the bathroom to yourself with no phone. Yeah.
And that's your space.
Mm.
Like even things... Like, for example, anal. If you were to find that on, say, a normal sort of, I don't even know, what are they called, babe? What are those websites called?
They're called porn sites. Right, continue.
You know, like the ones that there's no, like, a deep connection. There's no conversation. There's no let's breathe together. There's no, you're not really seeing a progression where a woman is able to really fully surrender to a fucking huge thing happening, like some sort of device or a penis or something going inside a butthole. And again, you can create some sort of harm, but it's not that it's a disgusting thing to do. Well, I don't think so. But there are ways to get there. Mm. And if you're educated in the wrong way, I think I've just repeated what you've said, but
no.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
It can create like some real harm, or it can be a really fucking beautiful and healing experience.
Mm.
Because you get to see what it means. Oh, okay, that's what communication can look like. Oh, is that what slow touch can look like? Ah, breathing together? Oh, fuck, I didn't even know that could be a thing. And you can actually use, I find, if I was to watch something, say for example, anal, and you see a couple breathing together, It doesn't mean that breathing together and then something insert. It could just mean as a couple, like practicing that breathing practice together and then just seeing how that feels. And I found that's what you and I explored, was like just lying next to each other and just breathing. And then you're like, how do you feel? Like, oh, I feel really relaxed. Oh, cool. Breathing together. Sweet, relaxed, opens up whatever it needs to open up. Like, not everything has to be so rushed, like what you see.
Yeah.
You know, like you see two people going fucking hundies and then
backflips,
like fucking loads bends, everywhere.
Handstands.
And bro, I'm down for that, but that's not real life. It doesn't just happen like that. Yeah. Like, bitch, I'm tired. I just fucking had a conversation with my 3-year-old and wiped the ass and, you know, like.
That's like someone watching Conor McGregor fight. And then turning up to a gym or turning up to a shop, walking like that and talking like that. But the cunt hasn't even gone and trained or done anything. They've just seen the end product. They're like, hey, yo, I'm a porn star. My name's Conor McGregor. Who wants it? You know? And then he gets in there and starts playing the fucking vulva like it's a guitar. No warm up, no lubes, shit. And he's like, no. I've seen this on TV. It fucking works. It fucking ding, 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 ding. They're doing the cookie dancing in the background. Yeah. We can do it, boys.
Slow down, you fucks.
I believe in you.
Slow down. Talk. Yeah. Cool conversation. Well,
finally done it.
I know.
The porn episode.
Right. We did it. I bet you if I look back, we did one a year ago. Like 10 minutes into it, we wanted to fucking kill each other. We turned it off. Yeah.
What did you say you watch?
Did you say you watch porn without me? Do you feel different now that you're watching paid or consuming paid?
No, really.
Oh, okay. It still feels like a means to an end.
Yeah, means to an end. But I find it's the conversation that's changed for me. Mm. It's so easy to have the conversation, to bring certain things up, whether they're positive or negative, what you want to introduce or take out, or what feels good, what doesn't feel good. Mm. It's so easy. Whereas before, it's like, fuck, I got to wait till this is happening and that's happening and they're in a good mood and they don't have much stress on their shoulders and I'm bringing, you know. Whereas now, it's just fucking, oh, we just talk about this normally. Not when the kids are around, but, you know, only when we're at Audi.
But I love that's like, I don't know if that's like a dirty thing, but like having like sex conversations out in public without getting caught.
I just change all the words.
Yeah, it's funny. Like codes.
Donks and Willy Wonks.
And the ukulele and the tiki 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 tiki.
All right. Remember, we got Cook and Talk Live coming up September 11th.
Yo, 3 weeks away.
Can't wait. Weeks. We cannot wait to see you guys there. Thank you very much for listening to us.
We love you.
We didn't kill each other. Yeah. Success.
I love you.